It's 7:44 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Hemp products containing CBD are gaining rapid popularity, and many people claim they provide major health benefits.
A lot of people are seeing relief with CBD products, and I think it goes a long way to prove the efficacy of what's going on and what people are saying.
However, there's little to no scientific evidence to support these claims. The story coming up here on West Virginia Morning. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. In the 2019 state legislative session, West Virginia lawmakers passed a bill that will allow pharmacists to distribute birth control without a prescription from a doctor's office. Carol Lofton spoke with one of the bill's sponsors about what that means and how the bill might prevent unintended pregnancies in West Virginia.
Birth control has been covered by insurance since the Affordable Care Act took effect, but states like West Virginia still have high numbers of unintended pregnancies. So the idea behind the legislation was simple: reduce the barriers to birth control and the number of unintended pregnancies might fall.
The access to providers is something that limits some people to get birth control options, and making it available to the pharmacies in cases of low risk was what we wanted to do.
That's Delegate Joe Ellington, one of the bill's sponsors. Under the new legislation, pharmacists can prescribe birth control to low-risk patients, screened with a questionnaire, for up to a year.
The requirement that we had in there was within the year's time, they wouldn't be able to get another refill until they got in with a provider.
West Virginia is not the first state to pass such legislation. Pharmacists can prescribe birth control to low-risk patients in California, New Mexico, and Tennessee, among a handful of others. Some states, like California, don't have age restrictions for who can get over-the-counter birth control. In other states, like Colorado and West Virginia, you have to be 18 or older. West Virginia has one of the highest teen pregnancy rates in the country, but Ellington said there were concerns in committee about prescribing birth control to minors without either parental consent or seeing that patient in a clinic.
My concern was, if you have a 13-year-old that's getting birth control pills, my concern would be, is there some other problems going on? Is this kid being bullied, being abused? Why do they need those at that time?
But Ellington said, if the program is successful, legislators may consider revisiting the age limit for older teens. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health and Charleston Area Medical Center. Hemp products are becoming hot sellers, especially those containing CBD. The compound is derived from cannabis, but does not get a user intoxicated. Instead, users say CBD has a wide array of health benefits. Some Ohio Valley businesses are betting big on CBD sales, but as Liam Niemeyer reports, there's little evidence for the health claims. And researchers worry that CBD sales are far ahead of the science.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you.
Inside the Bluegrass Hemp Oil Store in Lexington, Kentucky, the CBD oils and lotions lining the walls have a story. A story of a family's struggle.
We took a huge risk, to be perfectly honest, because we didn't know.
That's co-owner Adrian Polinick. She says her son Colton began having violent seizures when he was 3. The family tried a litany of prescription drugs, which controlled the seizures but caused harmful side effects like hair loss. They then tried CBD oil. Polinick says Colton's seizures dropped to 0. Now she wants to help others discover the benefits she thinks CBD holds.
A lot of people are seeing relief with CBD products, and I think it goes a long way to prove the efficacy of what's going on and what people are saying.
And people across the country say CBD is helping them with issues including sleep, mental illness, arthritis, and skin conditions. But there's little to no scientific evidence to support these claims. Clinical researchers in the Ohio Valley say there's still not a lot known about the substance.
I think that there's a lot of concern amongst physicians, medical providers, and research scientists like myself that we are moving too fast without proper evidence and information.
That's Dr. Anoop Patel of Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. He helped contribute to a 2018 study that showed a CBD-based drug cut patient seizures due to epilepsy on average by 40%. The study led the Food and Drug Administration to approve the first, and so far only, CBD-based drug. Beyond epilepsy, CBD research is still very new. Researchers are conducting trials to determine CBD's effects on treating cancer, bipolar disorder, and more. West Virginia University dermatologist Zachary Zinn helped conduct one of those new studies. He looked at CBD's effect on a rare skin condition that causes severe blistering.
It wasn't, oh, I'm having a little less pain. It was, you know, I no longer require morphine for my dressing changes.
Zinn thinks CBD is relatively safe to ingest in small doses, but he isn't recommending it to patients because there's little clinical research.
I think to think that it's going to be a wonder drug for all the things that patients are reporting benefit in is just probably not going to happen.
But that hasn't stopped the area's hemp industry from pushing forward. Roger Hayes of Green Remedy, a CBD business in Louisville, says clinical studies are not a priority.
America doesn't need to wait that long to know that something that has been around for thousands of years, that people have taken it for various reasons, we shouldn't have to wait that long.
Many in the industry want the federal government to hurry up with regulation. The FDA said in December that CBD in food products is still illegal. Ohio stores selling CBD food have been raided. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles is one official advocating for CBD food approval because of the boost it could give to hemp farmers.
We don't want to regulate hemp to death in America now that it's finally legal.
But some in the industry are more hesitant. Matthew Smith is a massage therapist in West Virginia who uses CBD oil to ease muscle pain in his clients.
Anecdotally, there are plenty of people it's helped. It is possible that we'll find that it's overblown. There's still a lot of science to be done.
The first FDA public hearing on CBD-infused food is scheduled for late May. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by the Wheeling Symphony, presenting Once Upon a Time, an evening of classic Broadway, Star Wars, and Disney favorites, featuring soprano Sierra Boggess Friday, April 26th. Details at WheelingSymphony.com.